Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone who is chasing the ball. Cedeno reaches third base with a triple. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Cedeno scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Jack Hyatt. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Edwards now catching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone bunts towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cedeno bunts towards the mound. Hans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Menke moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Menke scores. Rader moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Breeden reaches second base with a double. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Bill Hands. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Heizu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 3 in the game. Dierker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 4 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou scores. Dierker moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dierker scores. It's 6-0, Astros. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-1, Astros. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Breeden strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros 6, and Chicago Cubs 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.